兄姊妹都知道，我们刚刚过的这个特会，它的主题是神给教会的托付。
We all know, brothers and sisters, the topic of the conference that we just attended, the entrustment of God to the church.
在这个特会里面，我想弟兄们已经把神的托付讲得很清楚。
God has already spoken very clearly what is this entrustment through his servants.
神乃是把他儿子基督的见证托付给教会。
He has entrusted the testimony of the Lord Jesus to his church.
我身处于一个负担和感觉。
I have a deep burden as well as feeling.
就是固然这个托付是非常的重要。
That even though this entrustment is very important,
但是承接这个托付的器皿教会也是非常的重要。
But the vessel which receives and takes this entrustment is very important as well.
所以我在主面前有点负担，那么和弟兄姊妹重新的来看教会的意义。
So I have a burden to again take a look at the meaning and origin of the church.
我们都知道认识神是非常宝贵的一件事情。
We know that it's a very precious thing to know God.
但是认识神的作为也是非常的重要。
But it's also very important to know the works of God.
我们晓得神在这个世界上最大的一个作为就是建立教会。
We know that the greatest work of God is to establish the church.
这是神创造整个世界的一个主要的目的。
This is his purpose for creating the world.
所以今天我们不仅要认识我们的神，也要认识教会。
So not only do we need to come to know God, we need to know the church.
需要认识他的作为。
And to know his works.
这个呢，不仅是关乎到神的旨意，也关乎到我们个人在神面前的蒙恩。
This not only has to do with his eternal purpose, but our own personal salvation as well.
我们都很清楚，救恩的经历是属于个人的。
We know that theexperience of salvation is personal.
是主把我们一个一个从这个世界里面拯救回来的。
He has individually saved us out of this world.
但是那个救恩的目的呢，是团体的，是教会。
But the purpose of the salvation is corporate. It's for the church.
作为一个基督徒，我们必须要明白这件事情。
So as a Christian, we must come to know this.
因为今天在地上的教会里面，有人有这样的感觉。
Because on the church today, in the church today, some have this feeling.
我们觉得说，只要我个人爱主，我个人跟主之间的关系很好，就够了。
If I love the Lord by myself, then that is enough.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神从来不轻看个人的追求。
We know that God never looks lightly upon our individual pursuit.
如果我们一个一个都是一个爱主的人，这个在主的眼中也看为宝贵。
As long as we pursue after the Lord, it is precious in His sight.
但是我们必须记得，神不以个人的爱神为满足的。
But we must come to know that God is not satisfied with individual pursuit.
因为神最终的目的是要把我们建造成为教会。
Because His purpose is to establish us together as a church.
所以教会的生活在神的眼中是看为极其宝贵。
So in God's eyes, the life of the church is incredibly precious.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅我们个人要好好的爱主。
Not only do we need to love the Lord well on our own.
我们应当和所有的弟兄姊妹们一同起来过一个好的教会生活。
But together with all brothers and sisters, we must have a good church life.
其实我们从旧约圣经已经很清楚地看见。
We can see very clearly already from the Old Testament.
当那些圣徒们，他们个人能够跟神的目的有结合的时候，那才是一个完美的生活。
We saw that the saints of old have had a very complete life as they followed the Lord.
比方说我们举例来说，像亚伯拉罕。
For example, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是一个爱神的人。
Abraham was a man who loved God.
但是我们晓得亚伯拉罕的一生跟神的那个荣耀的目的有非常紧密的结合。
But we also know that Abraham's life had a very close connection with the eternal purpose of God.
就着亚伯拉罕个人的生活来讲，他是神的朋友。
In his personal life, he was a friend of God.
但是我们晓得，从亚伯拉罕开始起，神能够把他的国度的那个思想呢，能够释放出来。
And we know that starting from Abraham, God was able to manifest his thoughts and his purpose through him.
希伯来书就告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕是仰望那座有根基的城的。
Hebrews tells us that Abraham was one who looked for that city with foundation.
就是他个人的生活跟神的那个目的是结合在一起的。
His personal life was connected with God's purpose.
所以难怪在旧约圣经里面，当我们讲到神的旨意的、神的目的的时候呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始。
So that's why in the New Testament, when we talk about the eternal purpose of God, it starts from Abraham.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西也是这样。
The same with Moses.
摩西不仅个人和神之间有非常好的关系。
Moses not only had a very good and close relationship with the Lord.
在他的生活中，他与神之间的这个交通如同朋友一样。
But in his relationship with God, it was also friend to friend.
但是我们都知道，摩西跟以色列整个的民族有非常紧密的结合。
And we also know that Moses had a very close connection with the people of God, the Israelites.
我们晓得，经过了西乃山之后，
we know that after Mount Sinai,
摩西跟会幕之间有非常紧密的关系。
Moses had a close relationship with the tabernacle.
所以你看见这些爱神的人，他们不仅个人和神之间有好的关系。他们在神的目的上，在神的作为上面也有紧密的连接。
And so we see from these people, not only did they have a very close personal relationship with God, they had a very close relationship with God's purpose and people.
当我们读大卫的故事的时候，
When we read the story of David,
我们晓得大卫也是一个爱神的人。
We know that David also loved God.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道大卫的一生中间有一件事情非常的重要，就是他跟圣殿有密切的一个关系。
We know that in his life there was also something very important, which was how he related with the temple of God.
大卫可以说把他一生所有的积蓄，统统是为了建造神的殿。
All of his life, basically, you can say that he did everything he could to prepare for the building of the temple.
在旧约圣经里面，你会看见许许多多这些爱神的人，他们不仅个人和神之间有好的关系。他们跟神的目的完全结合在一起。
You can see from all these different characters in the Old Testament, not only did they have a very good and close relationship with God, but their lives had a very close relationship with His eternal purpose.
旧约最后的一段历史就是被掳归回的历史。
At the very end of the history in the Old Testament, we see the Israelites as they were in recovery in the remnant.
我们看见以斯拉和神之间的关系是多么的美好。
We see the relationship between Ezekiel and God.
但是呢，他们也跟神的旨意有密切的一个连接。
We see that their relationship was very, very close with the Lord.
他可以在巴比伦过一个非常好的一个与神交通的生活。
He could live a very comfortable life in Babylon.
但是他知道神的心意不仅在这里。
But he knew that God's heart was not only there.
所以他必须要回耶路撒冷去。
So he must go back to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米也是这样。
Also the same with Nehemiah.
尼希米实在是一个爱神的人。
Nehemiah truly loved God.
但是我们看见在他们的生活中，他们与神的目的有紧密的联合。
We know that in their lives they were intimately related with God's purpose.
所以在旧约圣经里面。
And so in the Old Testament,
神已经很清楚地指示我们，
God very clearly shows us,
我们不仅要爱神，
not only do we need to love God,
我们要重视神的作为，
we need to regard and honor His work.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们个人与主之间所建立美好的关系，能在那个与神的目的结合，这个在神的眼中才看为完美。
Only once we have that good relationship with Him and with His work and purpose, then our purpose is also complete.
所以到了新约时代，
And so in the New Testament time,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们看见所有的使徒们都是这样。
We see the same for all of the saints and apostles.
他们不仅爱主，
not only did they love God,
他们也更多爱主的教会。
They loved God's church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们蒙恩得救，
now that we are saved,
我们不仅我们的心要爱我们的主，
Not only do we need to love God,
在你个人的生活里面要与主之间有一个亲密的关系。
Not only do you need to have an intimate relationship with God,
我们也要重视神为着他儿子的见证所建立的教会。
But we also need to honor the testimony of the Son in establishing the church.
我们知道这是今天神在地上最重要的一个工作。
We know that this is the most important work here on earth.
所以我心中盼望能从新约圣经的里面，能够和弟兄姊妹们一同来看一看教会的意义。
So I hope together with you, brothers and sisters, that in the New Testament, we can again take a look at the meaning of the church.
认识教会是非常重要的一件事情。
To come to know the importance of the church.
我们现在请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一点的圣经。
Let's look at some scripture.
我们看马太福音第十六章。
Let's first turn to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16.
第十八节
Verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我们再看以弗所书第一章
And then the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第三节到第十四节
Ephesians 1 verse 3 through 14
这段比较长我想这样好了我们请呢弟兄读一节姊妹读一节我们轮替的把它读一遍好吧
Because this passage is long, let's take turns. Brothers read one verse, sisters the second verse.
弟兄读给姊妹听姊妹读给弟兄听
The sisters listen to the brothers, and the brothers listen to the sisters.
来，请弟兄们先来。
Brothers first.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love.
又因爱我们就按着自己一直所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分
To the praise of the glory of his grace which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎过犯得以赦免乃是照他丰富的恩典
Which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight
都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘
View to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times that is the summing up of all things in Christ things in the heavens and things on the earth in him
我们也在他里面得了基业这原是那位随己意行作万事的照着他旨意所预定的
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory.
好，我们在读第二十二节和二十三节
And also verse 22 and 23
我读给大家听又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church which is his body the fullness of him who fills all in all
当我们读新约圣经的时候
When we read the New Testament,
我们知道马太福音第十六章十八节这是主耶稣头一次提到教会
The passage in Matthew 16 verse 18 is the very first time Christ mentions the church
在那一句话里面主的意思已经很清楚
Here in God's words is very clear
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上
Here, upon this rock, I will build my church.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
The gates of Hades will not overpower it.
那么我们很稀奇，主耶稣在他的三年半的侍奉里面，他没有更多的解释教会的意义。
It's very amazing that in the 3.5 years of Christ's service, he did not further expound on the meaning of the church.
乃是经过了数十年之后。
Only after all these years.
那么神在罗马的监狱里面把教会的意义启示给保罗
God revealed the meaning of the church to Paul when he was in prison
所以保罗在头一个世纪啊， 在神的工作上实在是一个很重要的器皿。
So in the first century, Paul was a very important instrument in God's hands.
因为有很多事情都是主做的，是保罗那么得到启示来解释。
Because the many things that God did, it took Paul in his revelation to explain what God had done.
我们都知道保罗那一次在罗马的监牢里面所得到的那个启示是一个非常大的启示。
The revelation that Paul received in prison is a great and tremendous revelation.
他把神那个荣耀的旨意
The glorious purpose of God
就是在创世以前那个荣耀的旨意
The glorious purpose even before the creation of the earth
从根源上面给我们做了很清楚的一个解释
Gave us a very clear explanation from the very origin.
特别在以弗所书的里面
Especially in the book of Ephesians
这一卷专一讲到教会的书信
This is a book that explains very clearly the purpose of the church
他从那个最根源的地方告诉我们教会是怎样来的教会是怎样被建造的
It explains the purpose, the origin and the beginning of where the church came from and why it was created
所以当我们把以弗所书打开来的时候
So when we open the book of Ephesians
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们就知道这卷书把神创世以来他心中的一个很大的秘密呢把它揭示出来
Now we have an open explanation of the meaning of the church.
我们要明白教会的意义
We must come to know the meaning of the church.
你必须从这卷书里面来领会它
And so you must come to know it from this book.
所以我希望呢这次我们能从以弗所书里面能把教会的意义呢能给弟兄姊妹做一个详尽一点的一个解释。
And so I hope to give a clear and better explanation of the meaning of the church from the book of Ephesians.
我想首先我们会看见。
And so first off we see.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们。
That Ephesians it tells us.
教会乃是隐藏在基督里面的一个奥秘。
That the church is the hidden mystery in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
教会不是我们今天我们的意念观念中所有的那种宗教的团体
The church is not a group of people the way we think about a group in terms of religion
你也不能完全用一点外面教会这些活动来认识所谓教会的意义
You also cannot come to know the meaning of the church through its outward activities
因为教会是隐藏在基督里面的一个奥秘
Because the church is the hidden mystery in Christ
那么这个奥秘是从什么时候开始的呢
When did this mystery begin?
哥罗西书里面很清楚告诉我们
In Colossians it tells us very clearly
他说神的奥秘就是基督
That God's mystery is Christ
那就是说在还没有创造这个天地在时间以前
That is to say, even before the creation of this world and time
在那个永远的里面
In that eternity past
神的心中就隐藏了一个很大的秘密
In God's heart, there was a great mystery
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个秘密是什么呢
What is this mystery or
secret? 哥罗西书告诉我们说这个秘密就是基督
In Colossians, it tells us that this is Christ
那么什么是基督的意义呢
So what is the meaning of Christ?
那当我们把圣经里面关于基督的意义稍微明白一点的时候
So in the Bible, when we come to know a little bit of the meaning of Christ
我们就晓得当初隐藏在神的心思意念中间的这个秘密
Then we can come to know the mystery of that which was hidden in the thought and mind of Christ
乃是他要用他的儿子耶稣基督做元首做头
And that is that God wants to place his son as the head
然后呢他要用教会做基督的身体
And he wants to use the church to be the body of Christ
他就是要用这么一个伟大的人把他所有的荣耀丰富呢要把它彰显在整个宇宙的里面
And so with this great and glorious man he wants to manifest all of God's glory in Christ
弟兄姊妹们这是我们所能用最简单最清楚的话来讲到神的奥秘就是基督
Brothers and sisters this is the clearest way that we can explain the mystery of God which is Christ
所以神为了要达到他这个目的
And so for God to obtain to this purpose
所以他首先差遣他的儿子耶稣基督到地上来
And so he sent his son to come to this world
他来成为一个人
He became a man
因为神的旨意是要在这个人的身上得到完全
Because God's purpose is for this man to become complete
所以基督到地上来成为一个人
So when Jesus came to earth to become a man
在地上33年半的时间
In 33 and a half years time
他把 神心中所要的那个基督的意义完全把它彰显出来。
He completely expressed God's purpose in becoming a man.
所以当彼得起来传福音书他就讲到说呢，神已经立他为主为基督了。
And so Peter says that here is the Lord, and he acknowledged him as Lord and Christ.
是我们的主耶稣基督把神心中那个基督的那个意义完全把它完成。
Our Lord Jesus completely manifested and expressed the Christ that God intended.
然后借着主所完成的救恩，
and through this complete salvation,
就把我们的许许多多的人把他救赎回来。
He has brought and saved all of us back
into
Him.
那么救赎回来做什么呢？
And why are we saved back into Him?
他就是把他儿子的生命给我们。
Now that we have His Son's life,
借着圣灵在我们身上做工，
and with the Holy Spirit working
on us, 要把我们一个一个磨成基督的形象。
Each one of us are to be molded into His image.
然后把我们这许许多多人把他那个聚合在一起建立成为基督的身体。
And now all of us coming together will be established as His body.
所以我们说教会是今天神在这个宇宙中间最重要的工作。
And so we know that the church is the most important work of God here on earth.
我们从以弗所书很清楚地看见，
And so clearly we see from the book of Ephesians,
这个工作呢，这个心意呢，
This work
乃是完全是神从他自发的意愿里面出来。
This is a work that is completely initiated by God.
没有任何人能给他做任何的建议。
No man can give him any other comments.
也没有任何人做过神的谋士。
No man can do the work of God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道教会是神的工作。
The church is the work of God.
他的计划是完全的。
His plan is complete.
他的作为也是完全的。
His work is also complete.
不需要你我这些人在上面再加上任何一点自己的意见。
He doesn't need you or I to add our own opinions to it.
所以今天我们必须从圣经里面明白神建造教会的心意。
And so from the scripture, we must come to understand the meaning of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是神用他完全的智慧所做最完美的一个计划。
This is the most perfect and complete work in His wisdom.
不需要我们人加上任何一点意见。
We don't need to add anything to it.
我们今天只能求圣灵开启我们的眼睛。
We only need to ask the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes.
明白教会的意义。
To understand the meaning of the church.
明白神的计划。
Understand His work.
我们今天人所能做的只有顺服神的带领。
The only thing we can do is to submit under His leading.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对于教会的认识的这个准确，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So to have an accurate understanding of His church and His work is very important.
教会历史上，我们发现人所犯的最大的错误。
All throughout history, we see that the greatest mistake men have made.
我们中仇敌的诡计。
And as we fall under the temptation of the enemy.
就是许多的人自以为对今天对教会一些的认识，加上很多东西在里面。
Is that we add on our own understanding into the purpose of and work of Christ.
结果实际上的教会偏离了神的心意。
And so the church starts to deviate.
所以今天我们需要回到圣经里面来看。
And so we need to go back to the Bible.
到底圣经中所讲到的教会是什么一回事？
What is the church written about in the Bible?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们首先必须明白，
We need to come to understand,
这个是完全是神主动的，
This is completely initiated by God,
完全是神自己的计划，
This is God's own plan,
所以我们求主让我们摸到教会的事情。
So as we touch upon the things of the church,
我们里面能对神有敬畏的心，
We must have a heart that honors Him.
那么今天呢，教会在地上呢，
Now as the church is on earth,
它成为神的奥秘所彰显的一个团体。
It is a corporation or a group that expresses the glory of God.
实际上来讲，教会的本身就是一个奥秘的团体。
And so honestly speaking, the church is an expression of God's mystery.
我想我们后面会慢慢的稍微解释。
We will give further explanation.
并且在今天这个地上，这个世界中，
Also upon this earth,
教会也是一个唯一属神的团体。
The church is the only corporate body that belongs to God.
我们刚刚讲了，它不是一个宗教团体。
It is not aorganization of religion.
它也不属于任何人的。
It does not belong to any man.
教会是主心中最大的一个宝贝。
It is the most precious treasure in the heart of God.
我想我们对于 教会我们必须有一个基本上的一个认识。
So we must have this foundation in understanding the church.
我们里面才会对于主所要做的事情有一个尊重。
So then we will come to honor God's work in the church.
所以一个重要的原则。
So there's a very important principle.
就是谁尊重主的教会。
That whoever honors God's church.
主就尊重谁。
God will honor him.
啊，所以我想今天这是神在地上一个最重要的作为。
This is a very important work.
所以这不是我们今天哈、啊、用那个世界宗教的眼光来看的那个教会。
So we cannot use a worldly perspective in terms of an organization to see the church.
教会实在是太重要。
The church is too important for that.
我想我对于这个点啊，我们不能讲的太多。
So I can't expound any further on this point.
那么我们希望主的灵在我们中间运行。
So we hope that the Spirit of God will move among us.
让我们对于教会
So that to the church.
就是神今天所要建造作为见证基督的一个器皿
Which is the vessel that God wants to establish as the testimony of Christ.
我们能有一些最基本的上面的一些的认识
We would come to have a very foundational understanding.
那么我们从以弗所书里面让弟兄姊妹能看见另外一件重要的事情。
And then we can see a little bit further in the book of Ephesians.
那么你看见神是如何重视教会。
You can see how God views the importance of the church.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们，你看见神是如何重视教会。
In Ephesians chapter 1, we can see how God sees the importance of the church.
希望这个在我们的里面也成为我们里面的一个看见。
And hopefully this will become our seeing in terms of the church.
好叫我们能有像神那样的眼光来看教会。
So that we can have God's perspective to see the church.
好叫我们能有像神那样的尊重来尊重教会。
And also honor the church the way he honors the church.
在以弗所书第一章里面。
So in Ephesians chapter 1.
刚才我们所读到的第一章三节到第十四节。
We just read verse 3 to 14.
这里很清楚地分成三个段落。
Here very clearly there are three portions.
那是讲到三一的神他们对着教会啊他们的重视。
It shows us the three in one, the triune God, how it is important in the church.
这里讲到父子圣灵他们如何分工。
How the Father, Son, and Spirit have their own work.
然后他们尽全力的来达到这个目的。
And how they use their all to accomplish this purpose.
就是在地上要建立他所要的教会。
Which is to establish the church upon this earth.
所以你在这一段圣经里面，你很清楚的看见父子圣灵的工作。
And so very clearly in this passage, we see the work of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
那么保罗呢，用了最精炼的话语，浓缩的话语啊。把父子圣灵的工作呢，好像用很简单的话，那么发表出来了。
And so here we see that Paul uses very careful and very wonderful words to describe the work of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
但是这里面所包含的意义呢，却是非常的丰富的。
And the meaning here is very deep and abundant.
以至于到了他讲完这个之后呢，保罗需要在神跟前有个祷告。
So to the point where after he says these words, he needs to pray before the Father.
他要祷告什么呢？他求主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
He prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那意思说这段话是需要圣灵的开启，才能真正明白其中的意义。
That is to say, these words you really need to have the revelation of the Spirit to open up your eyes so that you can understand.
但是我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
从蒙恩得救之后
，After our salvation,
圣灵就已经住在我们的里面。
The Spirit already lives in us.
所以你每个弟兄姊妹都可以明白。
So all brothers and sisters can come to understand.
你只要顺着圣灵的启示，你就能明白。
As long as you follow the revelation of the Spirit, you can come to understand.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看到底在这里，我们的神为了教会，他做了些什么。
So here, what does the Father do for the church?
我想第一方面我们看到父他的那一方面的工作。
First, we see the work of the Father.
父的工作是什么呢?
What is the work of the Father?
他所做的两件重要事情。
He has done two important things.
就是在基督里做拣选和预定的工作。
First, that he has chosen us in Christ.
那么在提到这两件事情之前。
And so before these two things,
那么保罗告诉我们说呢，我们主耶稣基督的父神在基督里曾赐给我们 天上各样属灵的福气。
He says that our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
那么这里的这个天上呢，那个原文是诸天。
Here, the heavenly places, it is truly heavenlies.
所以有人告有说从圣经里面可以看见，今天我们有物质的天，有太空，然后有三层天。
Here we know that we have the physical sky, we have the universe beyond, and also there are the heavens above.
其实这里的意思呢，神把诸天的祝福赐给我们，就说父神呢，把他所拥有一切的事物都要赐给教会。
Here we see that the heavenly places mean that God wants to give us all the abundance of all of heaven.
无所不赐。
He has given you everything.
我常常讲我们在这个小小的地球上面
Oftentimes I say on this very small earth
我们看见神在这个创造里面显出来的就是不得了的丰富了对不对
The magnificence that we see on this earth is already amazing
啊，今天呢神如果呢能把这个地上所有一点点的丰富稍微给你一点你就富足都不得了了对不对
If God has given you just the abundance of this little earth you're already rich beyond compare
啊，有时候我坐的飞机在天上的时候呢
Sometimes when I'm on a plane
我看那个地上的星我说如果那个地方画这么一小块给我、你就是财主了
I look down and I say If I can have that little piece of land below I'm already very rich
弟兄姊妹神所创造的这个物质的天地已经是丰富的不得了
The creation, this physical world that God has created is already so abundant
但是神把诸天的祝福在他儿子里面全部赐给教会
But God has given all the blessings of all of heaven to us
所以我们只能领会做就是说他无所不赐他把他所有一切统统导出来
So our understanding is that God has basically given us everything He has poured out all of himself for us
那圣经也讲说这个福气是属灵的福气
And we know that this blessing here is a spiritual blessing
对于我们今天这些属物质的人来讲啊
For us who are in a physical body
弟兄姊妹我们不太能领会
It's hard for us to understand
我们宁可呢神给我们一点物质的祝福
We rather God give us something that we can touch something tangible.
其实我们晓得物质的东西是会过去的。
But we know that that which is tangible is only temporary.
只有属灵的祝福是存到永远的。
Only spiritual blessings will last into eternity.
所以神不要把吃好的东西给我们。
So God doesn't want to give us just good things.
神要把上好的东西给我们。
God wants to give us the best.
所以基督徒在地上要追求神的上好，你要得属灵的福气。
And so for you to obtain the best from God, you must obtain the spiritual blessings.
我们不要整天的眼睛都盯在那个外面物质的东西。
So don't allKeep your eyes upon the things that are temporal.
神要把这些东西给你也不难。
For God to give you temporal things, it's not hard for Him.
但是神为什么不给你呢？
But why doesn't He give you?
神知道把这个东西给你的话呢，你就不爱属灵的东西。
Because as soon as He gives it to you, you won't love and long after spiritual things.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候讲过，他说。财主进天国是难的。
And so the Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he said, for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God is hard.
的确，我也发现有的人地上的物质越丰富，爱主越不容易。
And yes, I see that some who are materialistically well off, it is hard for them to love God.
神的心是要我们追求这个属灵的福气。
God's heart is for us to seek after spiritual
blessings. 所以你看，一开头，保罗让我们看见。天上的父亲要把他所有一切的丰富都赐给教会。
So right from the beginning, Paul wants us to see that God has given us all spiritual blessings in Christ.
啊，所以他这里讲，就如在创世以前。
And here it is, even before the creation.
弟兄姊妹，在时间还没有开始的时候。
Even before time began.
在神的永世的里面。
In eternity past.
神已经开始做了两件重要的事情。
God has already done some very important work.
这个是关乎到我们每一个基督徒所蒙到的一个福气。
And this is a blessing for all of us believers.
他说呢，就如在神在从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们
that before the foundation of the world he has chose us in Christ
使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
so that we would be holy and blameless before him
所以这里提到神的拣选
here we see the choosing of God
那弟兄姊妹这个拣选的意思是什么呢
what is the meaning of him choosing us
拣选的意思就是不是随便便的
it means that he was not careless about it
不是没有意义的
not without meaning
啊，这个决定呢 弟兄姊妹们是非常非常有意义的。
This choice has great meaning.
所以在天下万民的当中
，among all the nations, all peoples，
神是一个一个的把我们拣选出来。
God has individually chosen us.
啊，我想为着一些出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，我让你们了解这个意义啊，我稍微做一点解释。
So, for some new believers, I'd like to give a little bit more explanation.
啊，有的人说，你看这个世界上人这么多
，You see that there are so many people on this earth.
哎呀。我怎么会做了基督徒呢
？How is it that I am to be a Christian？
这个好像是一个偶然的一件事情。
Could it be just a coincidence？
或者人讲说，哎呀，我比较幸运、啊。
Or perhaps I'm lucky。
神那个伟大的手啊
，God's great hand。
啊，在这个世界上怎么一捞啊，正好把我捞起来。
He seemed to have to swept the earth and seemed to pick me up。
所以我们觉得说，我们做了基督徒啊，那个是个偶然的事件。
So perhaps it was just a coincidence that I became a Christian.
不，圣经说是神的拣选。
No, the Bible tells us that God chose you.
你是神所拣选的。
God chose you.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情呢、啊、
？Such a precious thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
所以耶利米说啊。
Jeremiah tells us,
我还没出母腹，神就认识我了。
Even before I was born from my mother's womb, God knew me.
这个拣选意思是神认识你才拣选你的。
This choosing means that God knew you, so He chose you.
多么宝贵的一件事！
Such a precious thing.
所以在提摩太后书里面，
And so in 2 Timothy,
保罗说神以圣召呼召我们，不是按照我们的行为。
God tells us that He chose us and called us not according to our works,
而是按照他的旨意和恩典，
but according to His purpose and grace.
是神当初设立这个荣耀的旨意。
When He established His purpose,
他要在他所创造的人类中间，他要做拣选的工作。
In His creation, He chose you.
他是按照他的旨意拣选你。
He chose you according to His purpose.
这个对你来讲是极大的恩典。
And so to you, it is a great grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们实在是不配。
We are unworthy.
我们这么一个败坏堕落的罪人。
For a corrupt person like us，
我们也不比别人更好。
We're not better than anyone else.
这世界上比我们聪明的、比我们有才干的、比我们长得更像样的人很多，对不对
？There are people who are so much better looking, much more successful, much more smarter than us.
为什么我们这些人蒙到恩典了呢
？How is it that we have received grace？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是父神在他的爱中所有的拣选。
This is the choosing of our Father in His love.
这实在是神的大爱。
This is God's great love.
神的大的恩典。
And His great grace.
并且呢，他拣选我们回来之后怎么样呢
？And after He chose us.
要使我们成为圣洁无有瑕疵
so that we would be holy and blameless.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我想这个很多事情连我们想都不敢想
sometimes we dare not even think about this.
我这个人怎么可能成为圣洁无有瑕疵呢
how is it a person like me can be holy and blameless?
但是神把你拣选回来之后神的目的就是要使你成为这个圣洁无有瑕疵
But after He chose you, it is His purpose for you to be holy and blameless.
使徒们的书信中告诉我们说
And so in the epistles we see
神从来不背乎他的自己
That God never turns His back upon Himself.
神的选召并且是没有后悔的
He never regrets His own choosing.
他一旦选上你
Once He chose you
他就非把你做成圣洁没有瑕疵不可
He will accomplish you until you are holy and blameless.
这是我们极大的荣耀的盼望
This is a glorious hope for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
世上没有一个力量没有一个教育能使我们达到这样的果效
There's no strength and no education in this world that can allow us to be like this.
所以我们知道圣经告诉我们我们的蒙恩得救是神的一个拣选
And so the Bible tells us that our salvation is the choosing of God.
那么当他做了一个拣选的工作之后呢
So after he chose us,
他下面就开始做预定的工作
He marked us out.
那个英文讲这个 mark out 就是把它圈出来的
And so he has marked us or separated us out.
所以弟兄姊妹们当神把这些预定拣选做了之后
So after he did all of his choosing,
他就在这个世界中就开始圈我们了一个个圈出来
On this world, he started to mark us out.
或者把我们标出来
To separate us.
所以弟兄姊妹们你看我们当我们蒙恩得救听福音的时候
And so as we were saved and as we listened to the gospel and the spirit moved us
我们就做了一个决志对不对
We decided
其实不是你决志、
It's not so much that you decided
神把你圈出来了
But God has already chosen you
所以弟兄姊妹们这是多么重要的一件事情呢
And so this is such an important matter
那么圣经并且告诉我们当他在圈我们的时候、
And so the Bible tells us that as he was marking you out
心中充满了喜悦
He was so pleased to do so、
哎 他呢，一看到你的名字，他里面充满了快乐。
When he saw your name, he was so full of joy.
什么叫做充满了喜悦呢
？What does it mean to be full of joy?
对于神来讲，没有一点点的为难。
That is to say that he did not regret.
他也没有犹豫过。
He did not hesitate.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你想到过吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought?
像我们这个败坏的人
，For a person as corrupt as we are.
弟兄姊妹们，当神要圈我们的名字的时候
，That when God circled out your name,
神会不会说啊，嗯？考虑考虑啊、
God said, let me give this a second thought.
比方说一个名册在神面前这个 有孙过多的三个名字
As he looked at all the names and saw Godwin's son,
神拿起那个笔啊圈的时候
He took up his pen and as he was about to circle it,
神想这一圈下去、啊、就不能改了
That once I circle this, I can't change it.
那总要考虑考虑吧
So let me think about this.
你像我们今天人做事情我们就会很多的考虑
You know, when we do things, we often give it many thoughts.
我们就很多犹豫
We think about it and we doubt.
这个人呢身上有这么多的软弱
We hesitate, we think this person has so many weaknesses, so many failures.
很容易失败的
This person falls so easily.
我这一圈上去啊
As soon as I circle this
name, 他一失败就羞辱我的名了对不对
As soon as he falls, then he shames my name.
需不需要考虑考虑呢
So shouldn't I think about this?
你需不需要犹豫犹豫呢
Will I doubt? Will I hesitate?
但圣经说什么
But what does the Bible say?
当我们天上的父亲圈我们的名的时候他是满心的喜悦
As our Father circled out our name, his heart was full of joy.
弟兄姊妹每一次我想到神如何拣选我我不知道如何在他面前感恩。
Every time I think about how the Lord has chosen me, I don't even know how to give Him thanks.
当我们生活中充满这么多的软弱和失败
，In our daily lives, as we are so full of weaknesses and failures,
弟兄姊妹，你觉得主因你得荣耀了吗
？Brothers and sisters, has He gained glory in you?
还是你叫他因你蒙羞呢
？Or has He been shamed because of you?
我们实在承认我们做基督徒的生活是他蒙羞的时候多
We admit that as a Christian oftentimes we shame him much more
真正能给他荣耀的时候很少
The times that we truly give him glory is very few
但是父当初拣选预定我们的时候没有任何的犹豫
But when the Father chose us he had no hesitations
他是满心的欢喜的那么在这里预定了我们
He was full of joy and it pleased him to mark us out.
预定我们做什么呢
To mark us out for what?
要叫我们得儿子的名分
So that we may have the position of sonship.
我想上一次我们年长的弟兄在这个点上已经讲了很清楚
Last time our elderly brother has explained this very well.
这是神给我们多么大的恩典
This is a great grace of our father.
因为这个儿子的名分在旧约里面就是长子的名分
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, this is the position of the firstborn son.
就是要承受神一切产业的
so that you can receive all of God's inheritance.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们
in Hebrews it tells us,
他说教会呢乃是诸长子之会所共聚的总会
it tells us that the church is the assembly of the firstborn.
所以教会是一个长子的聚会
So the church is a gathering of firstborn sons
但是很可惜
But sadly
今天因为我们的生命没有成长
Because our lives do not grow
我们一直在婴孩的状态里面
We are still in our infancy
所以那个教会真实的意义没办法被显明出来
So for the true meaning of the church to be manifested It can't come out
真正的教会是成熟的圣徒把它显明出来的
A true church can only be manifested through mature sons
所以圣经鼓励我们要好好的追求长大成人
So the Bible tells us that we must grow and mature to become sons.
我们不能一直停留在一个婴孩的状态。
We cannot remain as infants.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
也许我们觉得我们蒙恩的年日很久了我们已经很老练。
You may feel that you have been a child of God for many years and well practiced.
但是你的成熟要看你对教会那个感觉对教会的那个表现是如何。
But your maturity depends on how you see and view the church.
有些基督徒觉得说我现在圣经也蛮熟的了教会什么事我都懂了属灵经历也有一点了我就是一个成熟的圣徒
You may say that I read the Bible many times I have some experience I've been in the church for many years And so I am now a bit more mature
圣经给我们看见你的成熟不成熟那是看你对教会的态度
But the Bible tells us that your maturity level depends on your attitude towards the church
这是一个衡量
This is the standard.
So, 弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
弟兄已经告诉我们,
our elderly brother has told us, we need to mature and grow.
当你长大成人的时候, 你才不会以自己为中心。
Only when you have grown, then you will not be self-centered.
所以你知道当初父预定我们的时候,
and so when the father marked us out,
就是要叫我们得儿子的名分
so that we can be in the position of a son
要叫我们得住在基督里面所有一切的丰富的
so that we can receive all the abundance in Christ
所以你看见神对教会的那个意念跟我们的意念是不一样的
and so here we see that the thought of God is completely different from ours
神是多么重视的父是多么重视教会
how much the Father views the importance of the church
我们求主施恩怜悯我们
May God truly have mercy upon us
叫我们能做一个体贴父心意的人
So that we can be one who understands the heart of the Father
我们知道我们有位天父
We know that we have a heavenly Father
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们要学习体贴他的心意
We need to come to know his heart
父是多么的爱我们
How much the Father loves us
所以他加在我们这些蒙恩得救人身上的恩典是超乎我们 所能想象
So the grace that he adds upon us who are saved is far beyond what we can ever imagine
这里还有宝贵的话
And here there's more precious words
他是使他荣耀的恩典得做称赞
To the glory of his grace
所以他论到父的这一面工作的时候
And so while the Father is working
他最后说使他荣耀的恩典得做称赞
At the end it's for the praise of the glory of his grace
这句话是什么意思呢
What is the meaning of this
这句话说呢父既然这样定规了他一定把它做到完美
That means that when the Father works it will be completed
当他的工作达到完全的时候呢我们晓得将来整个宇宙都是充满赞美的
So that we know when his work is entirely completed all of heaven and the universe will praise him
就他不仅做他要做到完美
Not only will he complete it but it will be perfected
我们实在是有福
So we are truly blessed brothers and sisters
神把我们从无粪堆中从淤泥中拣选回来
God has chosen and plucked us out of the dust We who are completely stained by sin. Now we have received such great grace. The Father wants to give us a position of a son so that we can be holy and blameless.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是他要做的工,
this is the work that he wants to accomplish.
有一天我们会看见,
One day we will see.
但是今天呢, 我们能体贴他的心意,
but for us to come to know his heart today,
我们要追求生命的长大成熟,
we must grow and mature.
弟兄姊妹, 教会只有在成熟的圣徒身上能够有一个完全的表现。
Only the church can only be manifested in mature sons.
所以你会看见父对于教会他是多么的重视
And so here we see the importance of how of the Father's view of the church
然后下面我从第这个第五节的后一半我们开始看到
And then from this latter portion of verse 5 or verse 6
第六节的后一段看到看到子的工作
We see the work of the Son
我们看见主耶稣基督的工作
Here we see the work of our Lord Jesus
在这里呢我们看见哈神的儿子的工作也有两个重点。
Here we also see that there are two important points of the work of the Son.
一个就是他的救赎。
The first is salvation.
第二个呢，是他所做的整合的工作。
And the second is the summing up.
这两样工作都是非常的重要。
These two things are also very important.
因为特别对于这个堕落的世界、堕落的人来讲。
Because to this fallen world,
弟兄姊妹们，这是神极大的恩典。
This is a great grace upon us.
所以在这里告诉我们说他说的这恩典是在爱子里面赐给我们的
And so here we see that this grace is given to us in the beloved son
这告诉我们所有出于主的事物都是恩典
So we see that everything given to us is grace
我们都知道恩典的意思呢就是呢神把我们不配得的给了我们
We know that the meaning of grace is that we have received that which we are not worthy of receiving
并且是白白的给我们
And freely given to us
所以我们在新约圣经里面可以看见主耶稣基督啊就是那个恩典的一个化身
And so in the New Testament we see that our Lord Jesus himself he is grace
并且保罗在这里讲到当神把他的儿子舍弃的时候他用了一个字叫做爱子
And so we see Paul uses the word here that he is the beloved
所以神是把他所最爱的 赐给了我们。
He has given us, God has given us His beloved.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we need to thank God.
这实在是一个极大的恩典。
This is such a great grace.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus came to earth,
他怎样把恩典带给我们的呢
？How did He give us grace?
他第一方面，他是借着救赎。
First off, through salvation.
啊，这个救赎呢，圣经也讲到是。照他丰富的恩典
This is according to his, the riches of his grace
救赎实在是一个大恩
This is such a wonderful grace
那么他在这个救赎里面用他自己的血、啊、叫我们蒙救赎
He has redeemed us with his own blood
在这里哈圣经里面用这个救赎这个字
Here the scripture uses the word redemption
它跟这个 salvation 这个字有点不一样
It is a little bit different from the word salvation、
啊、它这个 redemption 这个字呢这个救赎这个字特别重在那个赎字
This redemption is based upon the word to redeem
所以它不仅用血把我们洗干净了
So not only has he cleansed us with his blood
它还要把我们所失去的通通把它赎回过来。
But now he has redeemed all of the things that we have lost.
我们晓得我们一生在主面前的生活。
We know that our entire life before
him. 主的救恩里面临到我们，那个更大的恩典是把我们所失去的通通把它赎回。
The greater salvation that he has done for us is that he has redeemed all of the things that we have lost.
所以我们这些人是神用重价所赎回来的人。
So we are people who have been bought by such a heavy price.
神用什么来赎回？用他儿子的血，用主的血来赎回。
What did he use to pay to in order to redeem us back? And that is through the precious blood of the Son.
所以主耶稣为我们流血。
And so when our Lord Jesus bled for us,
这不仅对付罪的问题
，Not only did it deal with sin,
还对付到我们里面所失去的。
It dealt with all the things that we lost.
然后他说呢，过犯得以赦免。
And so that our trespasses may be forgiven.
这实在是神大的怜悯和恩典。
This is such great grace and mercy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这个神的救赎是一次到永远的。
Redemption is done once and for all.
但是神的赦免是多次的。
But forgiveness is many times over.
因为主知道我们这一生活在地上呢，很容易犯错误。
Because God knows that we are weak and it's so easy for us to fall.
所以他不仅一次把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来。
So not only did he save us once and for all out of the hand of the enemy.
我们一生的年日都活在他的赦免当中了。
But all of our days we live in his forgiveness.
这是多么大的恩典呢。
Such a great grace.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我每一次想到这个我里面真是服服敬拜
Every time I think of this I bow down and worship him
我们犯了太多的错误
We have sinned so many times
我们得罪他不知道有多少次
We have wronged him so many times
若是没有赦免的恩典
Without the grace of forgiveness
我们就不会有平安了
We will never have peace
今天我们能够平平安安活在主的跟前
So for us to live peacefully before him
我们每一次能够坦然无惧地来到他的面前
That we can come boldly before him
因为他有赦免的恩典
It's because he has the grace of forgiveness
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
主做了救赎的这个工作
This work of redemption
神要把这个恩典呢，要丰丰富富的赐给我们。
This grace he lavishes upon us.
神是怎么样把这个赐给我们的呢
？And how so?
他是神是用诸般的智慧、聪明，足足赏给我们的。
He gives it to us in his wisdom.
所以我们从这句话里面，弟兄姊妹，你必须要相信一件事。
And so through these words, you must come to know this.
我们一生一切的遭遇都是神智慧的安排。
All the things that we encounter has been orchestrated by His wisdom.
为叫我们能够得住这个恩典
So that we can receive this grace.
所以我们知道神的智慧
We know God's wisdom. Not only did He create all the universe in His wisdom,
神的智慧也带领了我们这些微小的人
But His wisdom also leads us who are so smart.
神会要把这个恩典加在你的身上
He wants to add all this grace upon you.
所以他叫你遭遇这个，叫你经历那个
So you encounter this and experience that.
但是呢，我们真的认识神的恩典吗
？But do we really come to know His grace？
我们不认识神的恩典。
We don't。
我们常常是用脚踢刺的。
Oftentimes we kick the goats。
啊，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I have shared before。
主耶稣在世上是曾经为我们做了榜样，对吧
？That the Lord Jesus was our example on earth。
当一切环境的遭遇来到的时候
，When all things came upon Him，
主耶稣说什么？父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
Our Lord Jesus says, "Yes, Thy will be done."
啊，这个叫做知道神的恩典。
This is one who knew the grace of God.
对我们来讲的话呢
，For us,
我们总是说父啊，不是的。
We say, Father, no. It shouldn't be this way. I love you so much, so how come I encounter these difficulties? Brothers and sisters, you must come to know God's wisdom. He has lavished all his wisdom and grace upon you. He has given you abundance in all his grace.
我想很多时候我们基督徒只有当事情经过了很多年回头再看的时候才知道那是恩典。
For many of us, oftentimes, after we have gone through many years worth of experience, when we look back, then we say, oh, that was God's grace.
所以我很深信一件事情,
and so I deeply believe one thing, that when God returns,
我们每个弟兄姊妹见到主的时候呢,
that as we all come to come before him,
我们都是感恩,
we will be thankful.
也许你现在心里想啊, 主回来, 我一定要好好跟他埋怨一番。
Perhaps you may say right now that when you see him, you will complain.
为什么叫我经历这个? 为什么叫我遭遇难?
Why did I encounter this? Why did I have to go through that?
但是主一显现,
but as soon as God appears,
你就确实明白了,
then you will come to understand.
原来神是用诸般的智慧和聪明,
God has given you in all of his wisdom,
充充足足赏给我们,
given you all in his abundance.
神爱我们,
God loves you.
弟兄姊妹, 神实在是苦心啊。
God truly, it's hard for him to, it's hard for us to understand his grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候,
when the Lord Jesus came to earth,
他就是要把这个恩典实际地带到我们的里面,
he wanted to give you the reality of this grace into your life.
我们有时候不太明白,
sometimes it's hard for us to understand.
基督徒爱主,
as a Christian loves God,
为什么遭遇这么多属地上的损失?
And as you pursue God, why is it that you have all these losses?
我想我们从神的话语里面, 我们要有一个正确的领会。
And so from his words, let's have a correct understanding.
神让我们有属地的损失, 是为要得着基督。
God allows you to suffer loss in order for you to gain Christ.
所以你不要想错了。
So don't misunderstand.
比如说我们一信了主之后呢,从此之后呢,诸事顺利,要什么有什么,都是健健康康,什么难处都没有。
That after you become a believer, that you will gain all things, you will be in perfect health, and you will have everything go smoothly.
神很知道我们的情况是如何,
God knows our condition best, but because he loves you, and he really wants to give you his grace.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 有时候属地上的损失啊,
and so earthly losses, brothers and sisters, it's for you to gain spiritual abundance. And so according to his glorious purpose, he will lead you. And so you will know at the end, all things will be beautiful. And so we see many characters in the Bible that explain to us this point. We will give you a simple example. See the story of Joseph. Before, his father loved him so much. But one day his life turned completely upside down.
被他哥哥们卖了,
his older brothers sold him.
从他17岁开始到他30岁,
so from when he was 17 until 30,
中间经过了13年, 非常艰苦的岁月,
he went through 13 years of harsh suffering.
诗篇里面有这样的话说,
in Psalms it tells us,
我们中文说呢, 神用铁链拘紧他, 不是, 圣经原文是, 神用铁, 用铁拘紧他,
that God had chained him
with iron,
cast iron.
那你就知道那13年的生活对约瑟来讲是多么痛苦的日子。
And so for those 13 years, it was truly years of suffering for Joseph.
若是没有神的同在,他根本过不去。
Without God's presence, he could not have gone through it.
那么感谢神在这些最痛苦的日子里面,
but we thank God there wasn't one day that God had left him. In all your days of suffering here, God is always walking with you. He will never leave you alone.
不过呢,在这样的光景中,
oftentimes, in those circumstances, it's hard for us to say that that is God's grace.
他从苦难中出来的时候,
but one day, when we come out of that suffering,
当他卖他的这些弟兄们来到他的跟前的时候,
and the brothers who sold him into slavery, when they came before him, what did Joseph say?
耶稣说,
that your intention was for evil.
但神的意思是好的。
But God's intention was for good.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们一生的经历我们很难明白。
All of our experience on earth is hard for us to understand.
今天呢，如果在你的苦难中，在你的艰难中，你能够感觉到神的同在，那就是一个很大的祝福。
But in your trial and suffering, if you can experience His presence, it is a great blessing.
神为什么要这样做呢?
Why did God do this?
这样做，那样做。
Do this and that in our lives.
以弗所书告诉我们。
In Ephesians it tells us.
最终就叫我们明白他旨意的奥秘。
It is for us to understand the mystery of His purpose.
哦，原来神为了建造教会。
It is for the establishing of the church.
所以神把这许多的经历赐给我们。
And so all these experiences.
神在他儿，神叫他的儿子地上为我们受苦啊。
God allows us to suffer here on earth.
然后神要把他受苦所当作的一切美好的结果，通通要赐给教会。
And all of the fruits of his suffering, he wants to give to the church.
所以这个是主耶稣救赎的里面所包含的意义。
This is the meaning that is encompassed in the meaning of God's salvation.
实在是太丰富。
It is truly abundant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
今天我们要不仅纪念知道父的苦心。
Not only should we come to know the Father's heart,
要纪念主耶稣基督的苦心。
But also the heart of our Lord Jesus.
他在他救赎里面所带给我们恩典到底有多大。
That in his redemption he has given us such great grace.
是需要我们用我们一生的年日用所有的精力来体会。
It will take all of our lives and all of our years to come to understand.
那不仅这样。
Not only so.
主耶稣基督还有另外一面伟大的工作。
There is a second work of the Son.
他就要使万有在基督里面同归于一。
And that is that all things will be summed up into Christ.
这是我们的主所做的合一的工作。
This is a work of unification in the Son.
这个合一里面包含了整合，包含了归一的工作在里面。
This is the summing up or the heading up of all things into Christ.
那么神不是一个意思要把我们做的通通变成一个样子。
Not so that we will all look like one thing.
这个合一呢，乃是一个多样性的合一。
This is not into one form, but we will have unity in variety.
啊，虽然是多样的。
Even though there's many of us,
但是它是非常完整的
but it's very complete,
并且是蛮有次序不是乱
and it's also full of order, not chaotic.
因为这个合一啊
because this unity,
才能使神的旨意能够得到运作
can God's purpose be worked out.
我们都知道当神创造这个天地的时候
we know that when God created the heavens and the earth,
仇敌进来做了一个破坏的工作
the enemy came in to start to destroy.
仇敌做的是什么一个工作呢
what is the work of the enemy?
他就是神所造的整个万有变成一种分裂的状态。
To break apart and split apart all of God's order.
你看，今天科学家已经发现一件事情。
We know that the scientists they have already discovered
something. 今天我们所存在这个宇宙啊，是不断的在扩散。
That this world that we live in is in a state of entropy. It's constantly falling apart.
那个扩散到最后的结果是什么呢？就一切都归于死寂。
The end of this entropy is death.
科学家已经发现这么一个东西了。
And we have already heard of this in science.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这是仇敌的工作。
We know that this is the work of the enemy.
他要毁坏神的整个的创造。
He wants to destroy all of God's work.
不仅他毁坏这个外在这个天地
Not only the external heavens and earth
当他把罪带到人里面去的时候
But once he brought sin into man
另外一个可怕的东西进到我们里面
Another terrible thing has come into us
我们这个人格就分裂
Our own character has also been broken
所以你看见今天地上的人类
And so we see men
不管他自己觉得多么高尚
No matter how good they think they are
实在来讲都是分裂的人格
All people's personalities have been broken.
不过有的人呢，还没有分裂到需要住精神病院就是。
Of course, some don't need to be in an insane asylum.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你的人格完整吗
？Do you feel that your character is complete?
我们不要光讲别人啊。
Don't talk about others.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己看看自己就晓得。
Look at yourself first.
我们的人格是分裂的。
Your own character or person has been broken.
所以难怪我们的生活是不正常的。
So of course our lives are abnormal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们对于我们自己，我们都把握不住的。
We have no control over ourselves.
所以圣经告诉我们
brothers and sisters,
当主的救恩临到我们的时候
when salvation comes upon us,
我们的灵苏醒了
our spirit awakens.
好，我们应该 有一个正常的次序出现。
And so we ought to have a very natural order.
所以对基督徒来讲，什么是正常的人呢
？So what is a normal person to, according to a Christian?
就是灵魂体这个次序是
That is, you must have the order of the spirit, soul, then body.
所以如果是灵魂体这样的一个次序，就表示你是正常的。
If you are in the order of the spirit, soul, then body, you are normal.
什么时候魂抬头了
？If the soul is head.
哎呀，我们活的尽是我的智慧、我的聪明、我的看法、我的眼光。
My wisdom, my perspective, my opinion. If your soul is first.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这是一个分裂的人格。
That's a broken personality.
更糟糕的人是体趴头了。
Even worse, if your body comes first.
整天想着吃喝玩乐。
Every day, you just want to eat and play.
整天想到地上这些东西去了。
Every day, that's what you think.
That's a broken personality. 所以我们的主的救恩临到我们，他要把我们这个人把它归正。
And so when salvation came upon us, it is to make us a normal
person. 所以为什么基督徒需要活在灵里
？So why does the Lord Jesus come to live in our spirit?
当你的魂、你的体都能受灵支配的时候，你就过了一个正常的生活。
Because when your soul and body can be led by the Spirit, then you can live a normal life. We praise the Lord.
虽然仇敌把这个可怕的工作带到整个宇宙里面
，Even though the enemy has brought such terrible destruction into this world,
撒旦把这可怕的工作带到人的里面
，and has brought terrible destruction into men.
但是我们的主来了，他要做一个救赎的工作。
But our Lord Jesus has come, and He has brought salvation.
所以在他里面有一个伟大的一个聚合的力量。
And so in Him, in His great power.
啊，他把呀，有一天我们看见万有都在基督里面同归于一。
One day He will sum up all things into Christ.
今天这个混乱的整个宇宙，有一天要变为有秩序。
And so this very chaotic universe, one day there will be order.
然后神在我们里面做重建的工作。
And then He will restore us from the inside.
使我们那个灵魂体的秩序能够变得正常。
So that we will have the normal order of spirit.
当神把这些正常的人把它聚在一起的时候呢，这个才真正产生教会的合一。
And so when all these normal orders come together, then the church will be one.
我不正常，你不正常。
I'm not normal, neither are you.
我们在一起怎么能正常呢
？Then together, how can we be normal?
美好的教会呢
？How can we talk about a beautiful church?
啊，所以有的人讲，哎呀，这里的教会不正常，我要到那边去。
Some say this church is very abnormal. I want to go elsewhere.
所以一个弟兄讲得好，你到那个教会去，那个教会就不正常了。
So a brother says, you go to that other church is no longer normal.
弟兄姊妹们，教会的正常显在哪里呢
？So where is the normality of the church?
显到每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
It is inside each one of us.
如果我们拒绝神的工作
，If we reject the work of God,
弟兄姊妹，你只活在不正常的情况
，and you live in an abnormal condition,
你想过一个正常教会生活是不可能的。
It's impossible for you to live a normal church life.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
他已为我们成全了救恩。
God has accomplished salvation.
我们是有出路的，有盼望的。
We have a way out. We have hope.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们的地上，如果能看见哪里有一般人。他们真是接受主救恩的工作。
Wherever we see a group of people who receive the work of His salvation,
他愿意活在人的这个灵魂体的这个次序的情况里面的时候
，and willing to live in the right order of spirit, soul, and body,
那里就会出现教会的见证。
There is the testimony of the church.
因为神在这里能掌权。
There God can reign.
神能做。
And He be supreme.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
知道他的儿女们在地上的光景的软弱。
God knows the weaknesses of His children on earth.
那么神定了荣耀的日子。
And He has set the time.
所以在这里说，当日期满足的时候。
So here He says at the fulfillment of time.
就终有一个日子会来到了。
That at one time, finally, it will come.
啊，就照着神所安排。这个安排的原文是经营，是在地上的经营。
And that is the economy of Christ in the fullness of His time.
所以你知道神今天在地上做什么吗
？And so, what is it that God is doing?
他的经营是什么吗
？What is His economy?
他就是做工在他所蒙恩所救赎回来的人身上。
That is, He is doing His work upon those who are saved.
这是神今天在地上最大的经营。
This is His greatest economy.
他照着他的旨意做工在我们身上。
He is working out His will.
做到了一个时候。
Until the fullness of time.
日子满足的时候。
When the time is full.
弟兄姊妹，万有不仅在基督里同归于一。
All things will be summed up in Christ.
教会更在基督里面。
And the church will be in Christ.
所以我们一个荣耀的盼望。
So we have a glorious hope.
主回来的那一天，你会看见这个荣耀。
That when the Lord returns, you will see this glory.
但是今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，
But today,
我们希望我们体贴神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, come to know His heart.
我们在做那些竭力的追求。
Pursue after Him.
希望我们在地上能把教会那个意义把它活出来。
So that we can truly live out the purpose and meaning of the church.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把一切都做成。
God has already accomplished all things.
然后他把这个当作产业赐给我们所有神的儿女们。
And has given all these things as our inheritance.
所以圣经才讲说我们在基督里面承受这个产业。
So now we receive this inheritance in
Christ. 这个产业，这个基业，英文是 inheritance。我们知道 inheritance 这个字是讲它是遗产。
We know that this inheritance is something that is passed down to us.
啊，所以这里有经过一个死的过程在里面。
And so we know that this has gone through the process of death.
感谢主，不是你我死，是主替我们死。
And it's not that you and I have died, but God has died for us. The Lord Jesus has already died on the cross.
所以我们就怎么样，可以得着基业。
So now we can receive this inheritance.
啊，比方说今天呢，我立下遗嘱，将来我的产业要给我的儿子。
For example, I write a will and I say that I want to leave this inheritance for my son.
当然了，我也没什么好产业给他。
But I don't have much inheritance.
但是呢，如果我今天活着，他就不能拿，对不对
？But today, if I live, he can't gain it.
有一天我死了
，One day when I die,
他就可以毫无顾忌的来得这个基业。
Then one day when I die, he can go and claim it as his.
今天主死了没有？
Has the Lord died today? He has.
我每次看见他在十字架上死了。
So every time we see him on the cross,
我们怎么样就有资格来承继这个产业。
Now we have the right and privilege to gain this inheritance.
我们在基督的死里面应该享受主所完成一切的丰富，这个才是对的。
So in his death, we ought to be able to enjoy of all of our inheritance. This is only right.
我们可以分享他的丰富。
Now we can enjoy of his abundance.
我们能分与他的自己。
Now we have a portion in himself.
主实在是把一切都给了他。
He has given us all to the church.
这是神所预定给我们预定的旨意。
He has already promised and has given us all of this.
当我们在主里得着产业的时候
，When we receive this inheritance in Him,
我们才能成为神的产业。
Then we can be His inheritance.
哎呀，这是多么重要的一件事情
！Such an important matter.
你如果得不到主的产业，主也得不到你做产业。
If you can't gain Him as an inheritance, He cannot gain you as inheritance.
竭力进入基督的丰富。
And so the church must enter into this into the abundance of Christ, so that He can also enjoy of us.
就证明你看见主耶稣到地上来为我们做了何等大的事情。
So we see that Christ has done such a great thing on earth.
所以这是指神的儿子他的工作。
So this is the work of the Son.
是为着教会的。
For the church.
那么第三方面。
The third point.
我们看见圣灵的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作也有两个重要的点。
There are also two very important points in the work of the Spirit.
他做印记。
First, He is the seal.
第二个，他做凭据。
Second, He is our pledge.
那我们知道他做印记的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean for him to be our seal？
就是他实际的执行。
That is in all of reality。
我想我们中国人对这个盖印比较明白。
For those who are Chinese, perhaps you understand the meaning of the seal a little better。
中国古代做什么事情都要盖印，对不对
？In ancient times, you must place your seal upon things。
啊，皇帝下了旨意。
Once the emperor places has a will。
啊，像那个皇帝啊。那个 king 下了一个旨意。
Once the king has a decree.
啊，那个旨意呢，他只要把那个玉玺往上这么的一盖，哇，那就不能更改了。
He places his seal upon the written word, and then you cannot change.
他这么一盖就表示什么？要实行了，对不对
？Once the seal is placed, then it must happen.
所以我们知道今天。父做了完整的计划。
So now that we know that the Father has accomplished all things.
主耶稣把神的计划都完成了。
And the Lord Jesus has accomplished all things.
是谁来执行呢
？Who carries it out?
圣灵来执行。
It is the Holy Spirit.
他负责要把主耶稣基督所完成的，统统把它做到教会里面。
The Holy Spirit now carries out all of the things that the Lord Jesus has done in the church.
当然，这个印呢也有分别的意思，有归属的意思。
This seal also has the meaning of separation.
啊，我们有的时候呢，这个书上面呢，这本书是我的，那么我就盖个印在上面。
If I have a book and I place a seal on it, that means that this book belongs to me.
讲句笑，过去很多弟兄姊妹跟我借书啊。
In the past, many brothers and sisters have borrowed books from me.
我知道有些书到现在都没回来。
I know some books have not yet returned.
你回去把你书翻翻看，上面如果有我的印记的话呢，那就是我的。
So go home, if you see my seal upon it, it belongs to me.
这个印记的意思，一盖上去，这就是我的归属的意思。
Once the seal is on that book, it means it belongs to me.
当然，印记也是一个分别的意思。
The seal is also, it means separation.
身上打了印记就从此有分别。
There is a seal upon us, now we are separated.
你知道到末了的时代，魔鬼也用这个工作啊。
At the end times, know that the enemy also does the same type of thing.
他在堕落的人身上打印记啊。
Upon those who are lost, he also places his seal.
所以这个印是一个分别的事情。
So the seal is a work of separation.
那么圣经说呢， 我们可以得着应许的圣灵为印记。
Now the Bible also tells that this promise is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
这个应许是什么意思？
What is this promise?
就是当神在做计划的时候，他已经答应要给我们的。
That in His great plan, He has already promised to give this to us.
但是呢，我们知道。这个在有一定的条件底下你才能够得着的。
But we know that for you to gain this, you must meet certain criteria.
你看这个条件是什么呢？
What's the condition?
第十三节说哈。
In verse 13
it says, 你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。然后下面就可以得着应许的圣灵做印记。
It says, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这个话不仅是对福音朋友说的。
So not only to gospel friends.
我们听了真理的道。
After you have heard the word of truth.
要相信基督。
In the gospel of salvation, you must believe.
因此呢，圣灵应许的灵就会临到我们。
Then the seal of the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天神所赐应许的圣灵。
Now that God has given us the promise of the Holy Spirit.
在我们里面已经成了内住的灵。
Now He is the indwelling Spirit.
神的灵就住在我们的里面。
Now His Spirit lives inside of us.
所以，一方面来讲，圣灵做印记的工作。
So on one hand, the Holy Spirit is the work of the seal.
所以今天我们的地上呢，我们的生活行为。
So now our lives on earth and how we carry ourselves.
符不符合于神的心意？
Whether or not it follows.
不是我们人做判断。
The will of God. It's not that we make any decision.
那是圣灵在上面打上印记。
But that the Holy Spirit has sealed us.
如果你所做的讨神的喜悦。
If what you do pleases Him.
圣灵会在上面打上印记。
The Holy Spirit will stamp His seal.
那不仅打上印记。
Not only so.
证明你所做的是对的。
To confirm that what you do is right.
圣灵还有另外一面的工作，
but another work.
就是我们得基业的一个凭据。
But that now you have gained the pledge of the inheritance.
这个凭据啊。
This pledge.
啊，在希腊原文里面，有的是把它翻作是这个定金，像定 earnest money.
In the original Greek, it says it's like the earnest money.
像你买房子的时候，你需要付定金，对不对？
It's like you putting down a down payment when you purchase a house.
你要给一个保证。
You must give a pledge.
或者说呢，你做那个东西做当头。
Or you give a sample.
那么或者说是做一个样品。
Or perhaps a foretaste.
你可以
a sample.
就预尝，可以预尝的。
It's a foretaste of what is to come.
今天在圣灵里面呢，我们预先尝到这个恩典。
And so now on this earth, we have a foretaste of the grace that is to
come. 证明说什么呢？证明说神，后面给你的那个丰富是真实。
So now the Holy Spirit will be a pledge that what you experience is reality.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
到底我们在主里面的经历实不实在呢？
So in the Lord, are our experiences real?
只有圣灵使我们在经历基督的事上有凭有据。
In the Holy Spirit, He confirms to us that our experiences is real.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
给我们里面有确定的把握。
So now we have this assurance within us.
让我们知道我们是得着了主的丰富。
That we truly have received the abundance of God.
所以有圣灵才有真正的实际。
So when you have the Holy Spirit, then you have the reality.
他不仅在我们一生的年日里面帮助我们不断的经历主。
So not only does He help us experience God in all things in our lives.
让我们有确定的把握我们是得着了。
So that we have assurance that we have truly gained.
并且还有一个重要的点。
But also very important.
他要帮助我们赎回所有一切的产业。
Allows us to gain back all of our inheritance.
我们晓得这个根基是建立在基督的那个救赎上面。
Now this foundation is based upon the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
但是圣灵是使我们实际进入这个产业。
But the Holy Spirit allows us to enter into this reality.
也是实际叫我们成为神的产业。
So that we can truly in reality become His inheritance.
所以圣灵的工作使我们各个基督徒都要得着基督，也表现基督。
So the Holy Spirit's work is for all of us to gain Christ and express Christ.
因为神建立教会的本意就是彰显基督。
Because for Him to gain the church is to express Christ.
所以他要做工在每一个弟兄姊妹的身上。
So He wants to work in all of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你从以弗所书第一章可以看见。
So from Ephesians chapter 1,
我们的神三一的神，父子圣灵，他们。不仅分工，他们也尽了他们的权力，他们对教会是多么的重视。
We see that the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit have used their all to accomplish their work in the church.
因为这个作为耶稣基督见证的一个器皿。
Because this is the vessel of the testimony of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
若是他不能按照神的心意被建立的话，
If he cannot accomplish this according to his purpose,
神的托付会落空的。
Then God's entrustment will be in vain.
所以我们作为基督徒，
So as Christians,
我们不仅自己个人要好好的爱主，
Not only do we need to individually love the Lord,
弟兄姊妹爱教会，
We need to love the church,
宝贵教会的生活，
Treasure your church life,
因为神的心意都在这里，
Because God's heart is here.
所以后面他就讲到教会是基督的身体。
So lastly, we see that the church is the body of Christ.
是那个充满万有者的丰满。
It is the fullness which fills all in all.
弟兄姊妹们，主的丰满能够从教会中彰显多少？
The amount of how much God's fullness can be expressed.
就是要看教会能够显出那个身体的实际有多少。
It depends upon how much the church can express the reality of Christ.
我在各处都提醒弟兄姊妹。
And so everywhere I go, I remind brothers and sisters.
你作为一个基督徒，你可以单独的。
You can be a Christian by yourself.
你作为基督身体上的肢体，你是不能单独的。
But you cannot be a member of the body by yourself.
像我身上的肢体一样，没有一个可以单独存在的。
For example, there's not one member of my body that can exist by itself.
所以今天我们是基督身体上的肢体。
So we are all members of the body of Christ.
我们有一个责任。
We have a responsibility.
要让这个身体的实际能够被显明。
To allow the reality of this body be manifested.
这样基督的丰富就从我们中间能够被显明出来。
So that the abundance of Christ can be shown.
所以今天呢，主实在是有很大的心意，要把一个重要事情托付给教会。
So God has such a great purpose that He wants to entrust to the church.
但是我们能守得住，守不住这个托付。
Whether or not we can hold on to this entrustment.
就看我们活出那个教会真实的意义到底有多少。
Depends on how much you can live out the reality of the body.
所以以弗所书第一章。
So in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么一开头保罗就让我们看见啊，这个教会的起源是怎样起源的。
Right at the beginning, we see the origin of the church.
也看见我们的神定了这个计划之后。
And we see that after he has made this plan,
他们就开始分工。
The triune God began to work.
分工之后，
And after they worked,
他们尽他们的全力，
they used their all,
啊，在地上来做工，
to work upon this earth,
就是为要达到神的目的。
To accomplish his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers
and sisters, 今天我们这些蒙拣选回来的人，
For all of us who are chosen and saved,
是神荣耀旨意所寄托的。
It is according to God's glorious plan.
我们实在承认我们对主有亏欠。
We truly regret before him.
弟兄姊妹，直到今天，
Even until today,
我们实在感觉我们教会的生活还是十分的软弱。
We feel that our church life is very weak.
所以呢，我们盼望呢，
And so we hope,
能和弟兄姊妹们在主的话语里面相互的勉励。
That we would have mutual encouragement in his words.
啊，我们要摆脱一些传统的思想。
That we need to leave behind some of our thoughts and traditions.
进入圣经的思想。
Enter into the thought of the Bible.
那么盼望神的灵在我们中间做启示的工作。
And hope that the Spirit of God may do the work of revelation in us.
让我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能明白教会的意义。
So that all brothers and sisters may come to know the meaning of the church.
啊，以至于我们能重新调整我们的生活。
And we may also need to adjust our daily living.
我们不仅个人在主面前有好的属灵生活。
So not only we will have individual pursuit.
我们也盼望能有好的团体的生活。
But also have a good corporate life together.
能使教会的真实的意义能够在这里被显出。
So that the true meaning of the church may be manifested here.
这样，
Then,
我想我们不仅能使主的心得到满足，
will his heart be pleased?
在你个人的生活中，你会蒙到神的大的祝福。
But also in your own life, you will receive much blessing.
我想今天早晨我只能交通到这里。
I can only share into here right now.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you with all our hearts.
在我们还无知的时候，
even before we knew it,
你已经为我们成全了大事。
You have already accomplished a great thing for us.
并且到了时候，
and at the fullness of time,
你就把我们一个一个从世界中救赎回来。
You individually saved us out of this world.
主啊，你在我们身上要做工。
You want to do a work in us.
要把我们建立成为你的身体。
And establish us as your body.
主啊，你把教会的意义在圣经中已经启示出来。
Dear Lord Jesus, you have already expressed the meaning of the church in
us. 你让我们知道我们蒙恩最终的目的是什么。
And allow us to know the meaning of our own salvation.
主，我们求你怜悯我们。
So please have mercy on us.
借着你自己的灵，更多开我们里面的眼睛。
According to your Spirit, open up our inner eyes.
哦，让我们知道教会是今天你在地上最重要的工作。
So that we may know that the church is the greatest work on earth here today.
让我们里面有一个 个心意愿意与你同工。
So that we may have a heart to be willing to work with you.
更愿意做工在我们的身上。
And be willing for you to work in us.
就我们脱离我们那个自私的意念。
To leave behind our selfish thoughts.
就我们脱离那个只为着自己的这种思想。
To leave behind all thoughts of ourselves.
主啊，叫我们起来体贴你的心意。
And to be mindful of your heart.
能够和弟兄姊妹在这里共同的过一个美好的教会生活。
And so together with all brothers and sisters, live a beautiful church life.
能使你在这里能够得住一个合适的器皿。
So that here you may gain an appropriate vessel.
让你自己的见证能够被显明出来。
So that your testimony may be shown.
主啊，你给我们的恩典已经够多。
The grace that you have given us is so abundant.
我们应当起来体贴你的心意。
We ought to come to know your heart.
所以我们求你用你的恩手来牵引我们。
So please lead us with your hand of grace.
我们愿意把自己和亲爱弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。
We are willing to place ourselves and all brothers and sisters into your hand of grace.
主啊，愿你在我们中间荣耀你的圣名。
Please glorify your name among us.
今天早晨
This
我们谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you for your presence with us.
你祝福这些话语。
Please bless these words.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.